T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He is the Indians beat guy for The Athletic. You know him previously of 92.3 The Fan. He is TJ Zuppi. Welcome back to the show, man.
What's up, buddy?
Well, you just got out of a very interesting and solemn press conference there by Chris Antonetti. So I summed it up a little bit, but was there anything I was missing about Tito's current situation health-wise?
No, I'm just from the conversations we've had the last 2 days, the one takeaway you can have is that Antonetti has said in back-to-back days that he's feeling optimistic that they're at least starting to get some answers. Because for a while, it was a relief knowing that they had ruled out anything serious, and they maintain there's still nothing serious here. But it was also kind of concerning because these things kept happening. So sometimes you would almost rather just know the information, even if it's not the greatest of news. Because when you know what's happening, then you can attack it. You can have a game plan. You can figure out how to fix this. And when he was having these sorts of things pop up every few weeks, it was frustrating from his perspective, of course, because he wants to be here every day, and hell, he'd like to be there right now instead of sitting in a Cleveland Clinic hospital bed or going through any of these tests that he's going through. But it's almost hopeful on their part that they're doing this now so they can just know. They can put him through every different little test and procedure and everything they can think of so they can just start to rule out some of these things and start to narrow the focus on what it might be. So, yeah, it's concerning because anytime a guy has to spend any amount of time away from a health problem, there's a level of concern there. But they're also feeling better that they can start to rule out maybe some of the more serious things that could cause a problem down the line. And when they finally figure out what is causing these episodes of dizziness and lightheadedness and everything that has plagued him here over the last month or so, then they can have a game plan on how to correct this going forward and how to deal with it.
Now, our statement, everybody's thought on this is always, well, Terry get better, the baseball stuff will take care of itself. I think we all know that there is a point where it will not necessarily make something long-term, but at least for the longer short-term to make something so where Terry can get better and maybe it might not play into the baseball side of things. At what point does that become an option?
Well, at this point, they're still looking at this being a few more days, probably. Antonetti wouldn't speculate about the time frame of this, exactly how long it would go, but he hinted that it'll probably be the next few days, and they're prepared to do that. I know I've said this before in a couple of different shows, and I've written it a little bit, and even talked about it on our podcast at The Athletic. The Indians have a front office, a coaching staff, and a group of players here that they've tried to build that's created that next man up mentality, and that's sort of what they're doing right now with the absence of Tito. But there's a reason why throughout front offices you're seeing a number of guys that came up through the Indians front office and are getting jobs elsewhere, or coaches. You see Kevin Cash go become a manager somewhere else, and even players here, when a guy gets injured, you have to have people step up. That's the environment they want to have, that they are trying to create, so that it's not just always about one guy, and if that guy's missing, then the machine doesn't operate. So this is the sort of coaching staff environment that they also have, where it's not just Tito making all the decisions. It's a collaborative effort. When he's sitting on the bench, he's even admitted there's been a number of times that he's made moves because Brad Mills has talked him into those moves. Or Mickey Callaway, or when Kevin Cash was here, he was the biggest reason why Carlos Carrasco got back in the rotation. It wasn't necessarily something that Tito decided to do. It's Kevin Cash won him over because he trusts those guys and trusts that they'll do their jobs. And so when Tito is away, they can, and this is still, as we know, for a short period. If it were a longer period, then there would be some challenges. But in the short term, they're able to kind of just make everything go as it does. And in this case, it would just be Brad Mills making the final decisions, but they spend so much time together. In fact, he's even joked about it. I mean, they're starting to even kind of look like each other. They kind of have that one mind. So even though Tito's not here, Millsy kind of manages the club in the ways that he knows Tito would manage his club.
TJ Zuppi, MLB writer, also covering the Indians for The Athletic here in Cleveland, joining us on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford hotline. Antonetti did say that there had been discussions about adding another staff member, but that those were kind of premature discussions, more hypothetical. At what point do you think that becomes a reality?
Well, if it's going to be more than, like, if we're just talking for the rest of this series, no, they're not going to add a staff member. Even all the way to the All-Star break, probably wouldn't add somebody to the mix. But if this became a situation where it was best for Tito to be away for a prolonged period of time, and again, as you know, Antonetti said during that press conference, they haven't quite got to that point yet. But if we're talking multiple weeks to a month, that's when they probably would look somewhere inside the organization to add an additional voice and another person that kind of makes sure things don't get lost. Somebody just being on the bench to kind of help those responsibilities that right now are being distributed throughout the coaches that are still here. But they haven't reached that point yet, but they have considered it, and it's something that I think they have to consider if this does become something larger than what we anticipate right now.
TJ, I was a little bit surprised yesterday after the game. People panicking and thus, you know, listen, it was a tough game. Kluber had a great game. You lost it. But after the weekend in Detroit, I feel pretty good about where the Indians are. It seems like some people regard them as a disappointment. How do the Indians feel about this season thus far?
Well, I don't think they've lived up to the way that they feel like they can play. And so from that standpoint, I think there is some disappointment that they haven't maybe taking the same, however you want to phrase it, coming off of the World Series run, you know, the hope is that you can kind of catch fire, ride the momentum, and we know that as much as we want that to be the case on a team that we cover, talk about, and watch on a nightly basis, it's not always that easy. There are a lot of things that kind of enter into play, and nobody has said this from a public standpoint, but I'm sure there's an element of playing deep into October and then coming back the next year with a shorter off season that is not an easy thing to do. I mean, the Cubs are sort of fighting through that right now, and they're even having a more disappointing season, I would say, than the Indians are. But there's a different gear here that they know that they should be playing to, and that's the frustrating part. This is a talented group of guys. And it's one that, yeah, they've been disappointed. I don't know that I've seen enough disappointment that I would rule out a postseason berth or believe that they're going to get challenged in the Central over the length of the entire season. I haven't seen anything to that effect that really legitimately changes the way I feel about the team. There are still a lot of guys that here are underperforming, and thankfully you have guys like Jose Ramirez who have been even beyond what he was last year, which was a really great player. There are some guys that have been subpar, whether it's Kipnis, whether it's Santana. The starting rotation certainly hasn't been what many expected it to be. So there's a level there of some guys that can be better, and maybe that evens out with a little bit with a guy like Jose Ramirez coming back down to earth. But this is still a really good team, and I think they'll be in the playoffs, and it's just going to be a matter of making sure they're playing their best ball when it counts the most.
TJ, you've been a regular Zoop riot. I appreciate it, buddy.
Oh, just for that, I'm going to forget the last 8 minutes or so and pretend like this never happened.
Like everybody else in my life. Take it easy, brother.
Hi.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.